for uniform, Lima, Papa, and monitoring.
We're HKX. Hey, Alexander, how are you this evening?
LP, I am doing good, Patrick. How about yourself?
I hope everybody else in the house is getting better.
Looks like most everybody is turning for the better.
I'm glad to hear that.
I haven't really gotten it, so hopefully it remains that way.
Alexander.
It's surprising because normally I'm the first one to get it.
Maybe this time you won't get it at all, so just pray for that and hope for the best.
Minor symptoms, but I think my fever's temperature has gone above 100. I think it was like 99 once, which is, you know, a little bit abnormal for me. So other than that, you know, I've pretty much been a little bit stuffed up, and what everybody else says, you know, at least gotten above 100 fever.
I hope everything goes good for you and you don't have to mess with it or get it at all.
So, how was work today?
We're busy today, so it went by pretty quick, but it's a long day.
I heard you on, I would guess it's round 4. I didn't have a clock to look at, but, I was listening with my HT out in the garage, practicing some soldering, but, for some reason my HT was, cutting out. Sometimes I could hear one end of the conversation off the other. I was in the garage, so that might have had something to do with it, or I don't know.
Something to do with it. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Just move around and see if that helps.
Well, you know, move around and actually held a conversation, a little one in the garage. I'm not sure if you've heard Keith before, ZWO, but he's another youth amateur operator. In fact, he's the same age as I am. Our birthday is only about 2 weeks apart or less.
Talking to him, I think his name is Hunter.
Hunter.
I have spoken with him then, actually a couple times.
He was on, and so was his mom. His mom was actually in Columbia on Echolink, and I heard her, but for some reason he wasn't able to contact her with Echolink.
That is then, but maybe he'll figure it out, or she will want. So his mom is a ham operator also?
Certainly is. His dad, his mom, and himself, so, I was able to hear his mom, but, just for her to say a call sign. I don't believe I made contact with his dad, though.
What happened?
Well, he's actually, I believe, the first person that I've actually heard from Clemson.
All of them that live over that way on here. I hadn't really paid much attention to it, but I think there's a couple of guys that get on here on a regular basis over that way.
I probably have talked to them, just, you know, they didn't bother to mention their location, so I probably never knew.
Conversation last night with the guy that manages the loads on airplanes, that was a pretty interesting conversation.
I really did enjoy learning. I never knew what a loadmaster was until, I was able to talk to him on the air.
Good conversation. I enjoyed that.
I believe I held a CUSA with you before that.
I just got off right before he did because I crossed the state line. But after I get on the other side of the black hole, I can hear you again.
That would be on Highway 25 that that black hole occurs?
Yes, sir. That's it. Right around exit 3, you just kind of lose the repeater.
I know where you're talking about, and we drive up that way a lot. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but about every day for 6 school years that we drove up and down from Travelers Rest to Flat Rock, North Carolina. And, of course, we had to take 25, so I'm pretty familiar with almost every turn of that road. I don't know. I know about every turn, but I'm pretty familiar with it.
Which school did you go to in Flat Rock?
A private school, nestled in the background on Upward Road.
I think I know what you're talking about. That's where I park my tool truck, is right there on Upward Road.
Because Upward Road is right off of exit 53. You know, after, this is, so after you merge on from, you know, you reach the end of 25 and go on to 26, and then, you know, to the right. 53 is the first exit, so, interesting. Where do you park your tool truck up there then?
It's not too far on, behind the Cracker Barrel, there, so. But Alexander, I'm going to have to say 73s for now. I just crossed the state line, so I want to give you a chance to, say 73s. But you take care, and I will talk to you later, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
First, Patrick, and have a good rest of your drive home, and a wonderful evening. 73s, this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but monitoring.
Patrick, N4ZLK. Hello, Alexander.
Okay, this is KO4ULP. How are you today?
Just wanted to say hello. I'm about back at my office, and I'm going to drop this trailer and then punch out and go home. So I just wanted to say good evening to you. Hope you're doing well.
And if I'm correct, your name is Shane?
Very good.
What you doing with the trailer and dropping it off there?
Yes, but I drive the tractor and trailer for them. I make big deliveries and big pickups where they fit. In fact, I've got a full trailer that I just picked up from somebody. So I don't have to load them. I just stand there and let them load them, or I pick them up already loaded.
How big are the packages normally?
Limit of 150 pounds each, but they can range anywhere from little letters on up to big boxes that are almost my size, almost the size of a full-grown man.
Okay, so does UPS then supply ham radios in their trucks then?
I'll put it in myself. They don't supply it. I just put it in. They, as far as they know, it's a CB radio, so I didn't really tell them.
You're going to talk on, so did you install them permanently or just temporary?
Permanent. I've got just a couple of hold the headliner. Hang on just a second. Here, there's some screws up in the ceiling that hold the dash or the frame. There's some storage up there. They were a perfect width for the mounting bracket for my radio, so I put them in that and then just mounted the radio to that. And there's a 12-volt accessory outlet up in the dash or up above the windshield. And then I just mounted an antenna on the back of the tractor where the CB antenna would go.
So does UPS have trouble with their drivers putting in CBs?
Well, they let them do that. There's a mounting place for the CBs. In fact, I have a CB. I just don't have it in right now. But no, there's not an issue with that. But this radio is actually, it's about the same size as a normal CB, maybe a little bit smaller. So, and they don't mind. I mean, they understand we all have CBs anyway, so no difference.
With it if they allow the CB, so I'm guessing that you don't use the CB much because of the language or what?
I just drive around town, so I don't really use it, but if I work at nighttime, if I have a route where I drive up to Greensboro or Atlanta, I'll put it in there because it's good to know about traffic. You know, if there's any traffic jams or accidents up on the road, usually somebody on the CB knows about it. But there's not a lot of CB traffic anymore. A lot of drivers don't even use it anymore.
So that's interesting. I think I'd imagine it'd still be pretty active on the road, but I guess not. Of course, seems like the radio hobby is, you know, everything to do with radio is pretty much dying now that the cell phone was invented.
Yeah, I think everybody's on their cell phone. There are some that still use the CB, and it's just not like it used to be when I started doing this. Anyway, I'm about at the parking lot, so let me let you go. Have a good evening, Alexander. N4ZLK, 73.
Have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4QLP, and I'll be clear but monitoring. 4VWO, this is KO4QLP.